Health officials in central New York are not overly concerned about an outbreak of the measles virus similar to what other parts of the country are seeing. As WRVO's Ryan Delaney reports, the state has high vaccination rates against the measles.
Across the nation, cases of the highly contagious measles disease are at historic highs, linked mostly to an outbreak at Disneyland in California. An unrelated case in New York was found in a passenger on an Amtrak train last month bound for upstate New York. But Onondaga County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says travelers heading to Syracuse were in a different part of that train.
In addition, we have very high vaccination rate also here, so that adds up to our, you know, feeling comfortable about it.
Still, the outbreak has ignited the debate about the safety and necessity of vaccinations. A decades-old study saying inoculations can lead to mental problems in children has been debunked, and health officials insist the vaccines are safe. But parents do seek waivers from the shots. The combined measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine is legally required in New York, and it's tougher here than in other states to get out of it. Gupta says when vaccine rates are high, it creates a communal immunity.
You are actually, when you're vaccinating your child, you are not only protecting your child, your family, but it's going beyond that. You're protecting your neighbors, you're protecting the community, because you're adding to the part of that herd immunity.
Most of the schools in Onondaga County report high vaccination rates to the state health department. Exemptions for vaccines in New York can be given for religious and medical reasons. And because of that, there are a few exceptions. Private schools, including the Montessori School in Syracuse, have lower vaccination rates, where about 5 to 10% of students have exemptions. More than half the students at Blessed Virgin Mary Mother of God School in Warners are not vaccinated. The large Amish community in the North Country also does not vaccinate children. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.